What's new?
Well, we have a new new goings on for the museum downtown, the Michigan Historical Museum and the archives, where we're putting some really interesting historic material online, both for people to be able to look at and interact with, but also to purchase and take home for their own enjoyment.
Well, this will be pretty cool stuff, especially for students. Give us the details.
Well, we've tried to put a variety of material out there, considering where we see people's interests, and those run the gamut from historic drawings of all the lighthouses on Michigan's shores. Those are very visual and very popular with people. Obviously, it's one of the sort of the icons of the Michigan shoreline. But something that I find is really interesting and unique is the archives has this collection of historic brewery labels. And what this was is the state used to require breweries to put on file with them a copy of their label. And what's resulted is a collection of a lot of breweries that are now defunct. All their artwork has been maintained in the archives. And what we've done is turned those around and allowed people to purchase prints of them, you know, to hang on the wall of their home or their basement or rec room, whatever, but then also put them on T-shirts. So this is something you won't find anywhere else.
How much do you have any way to know how much people are coming online to check out the information at the museum?
We do. We keep very tight stats through something called Google Analytics. It's embedded in our site, so we know that we get. In 2010, we had between 600 and 700,000 unique visitors, and all of those visitors viewed about 1.6 million pages on the website. So, and it's growing. We keep adding new content just about every month.
I was wondering, in these tough economic times, are you having challenges with fundraising, and where do you get your funding?
We do, just like everyone else. I think we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. The funding for the archives and museum is a mixture. It's general fund tax money through the state of Michigan, but then increasingly we're having more and more private funding through the Michigan History Foundation. Recently, we received a private donation of close to $500,000 to build an education center in the museum. So we're starting to see that a stronger mix of public-private money in all of what we're doing.
The Michigan History Foundation is a nonprofit organization. I was wondering, have you had any dialogue with the Rick Snyder administration, and do you hope to get more funding from the state?
We did have the opportunity to be a host to Governor Snyder's transition team, because they were in the building, in the same building as the Historical Center. So we were able to demonstrate what we do and the importance of it. You know, we have 80,000 school children come through the building a year. So just from them having to walk through the front door, I think it was evident of what our mission is. As far as making appeals for more funding, no. We try to let our programs speak for themselves.
All right. What's the hottest program that the students are engaged with?
There's a couple things. One is a program called the Big History Lesson, where a classroom, usually a fourth grade classroom, will spend the entire week in the museum. Their classroom is the museum for the entire week. So they just set up camp there, and their teacher runs the class. It's led by their own teacher. They just relocate to the museum, and that's their classroom for the week to go through their social studies curriculum requirements. And that's very popular. We also have something in the galleries called Scavenger, which is a social media location-based scavenger hunt game, similar to Foursquare and some of these other popular social media location games. But you check in, and you're led through a series of challenges that the only way you can answer these is to go through the exhibit and get the answers out of the exhibit, and you can earn badges and whatnot.
All right, we're talking with Mark Harvey. Mark, for people who want more information about this cool online information being made available, how do they do that?
It's simple. You just visit seekingmichigan.org.
All right, Mark Harvey from the Michigan History Foundation. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.